This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attorney Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law is on the WBEN Troker College Live Line this morning. 13 current and former students at the University at Buffalo have had their visas revoked by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Rosanna, what do you know about this?
Hi, good morning, and thanks for having me. So this is happening nationwide. We're seeing it at all levels of colleges and universities, and the interesting part is that these student visas are being revoked, not through telling the individual student themselves, but through the university's immigration system, if you will. And we started bubbling up on Friday, and it just keeps snowballing day after day.
So this may be coming as a surprise to a lot of people, because visa holders, especially college students, not necessarily who we thought would be the target of immigration officials when the new administration took over. But here we are.
Yeah, it's a bit perplexing because in order to obtain a student visa, there's some significant screening and vetting that goes on before that student visa is issued. So, you know, there's criminality checks, there's checks if the person had issues in the United States previously. So these, you know, international students aren't just rolling in. It is very, very procedural. So what concerns me is what we're hearing in the industry is that they are terminating visas for students that have had mild traffic infractions, you know, speeding, driving with a headlight out. I mean, usually those types of things in the normal world would not be considered serious criminality or a reason to cancel someone's visa. Now, if we're going to talk about robbery or murder, of course, but we're hearing that it's these low-level offenses, and also that some of these are being terminated for things that the students have said regarding certain political positions. And that's really, that's really concerning from a First Amendment standpoint.
Would these students, once they're, signaled out like this, would they have any recourse?
It's a great question, and the recourse is it's very limited and difficult. So essentially, the schools are getting notice, like UB would have received notice through their international student system saying so-and-so is no longer a student and terminated by ICE. The individual has no grace period to stop working, pack up their goods, leave the United States. You can attempt to do something called reinstatement, but it usually takes a long time. And in the meantime, while that's happening, the student is accruing unlawful presence in the U.S. I mean, and we're at the almost tail end of a semester. This is really, really messy. And again, I've talked about this before. Really, this does not seem to be the linchpin of problems with the U.S. immigration system. So what's concerning me is international students are vetted at a high level. They bring a ton, not only to the U.S. economy. We represent a zillion of them from all universities around the U.S., high-level people doing great things, great jobs. I really think this is just unfortunate. If they want to remove a handful of people that have done some serious things, great. But to do like this full sweep, and we're hearing that it's AI-assisted review of social media, I just feel like it's such overkill for this group.
want to get to that AI assisted in just a moment here, but you know, from the sounds of how this is carried out, is the university here kind of almost stuck playing middleman?
Yes, that's what's happening at all the universities across the U.S. right now, because the universities are being notified and given a list. Here are your 13 students that we're terminating. So the university is responsible for reaching out to the student and being the bearer of bad news, which I can't even imagine having to do that. And then basically saying to the students, you know, you should definitely obtain an attorney. There's not a ton of people that do this. This has never really been like an area of practice, reinstatement of international students. I mean, yes, it's done, but, you know, very, very narrowly. There's not people, law firms that have businesses, you know, based on this, because it's very rare. So, you know, now it's even finding attorneys that are handling these cases, what to do in the meantime. It's really, really complicated. And again, it just started bubbling up a few days ago. And we're seeing more and more of it every day.
Once a visa has been revoked, how soon would someone have to leave the country by?
Well, technically, the rule says there's no grace period. So if the government had it their way, like the next day, the reality of that is much different. It takes time to book airline tickets. And there's different provisions under the U.S. immigration law. So if you're here unlawfully for a certain number of days, it won't come back to harm you. But if those number of days, you know, get to be months and months, then that could have a serious repercussion based on the ability to reenter or come back to the United States.
Before we let you go, that idea that some of these, have been AI assisted in finding whoever the students or anything like that, I'd have to imagine that'll be a pretty contentious point in a courtroom if it ever gets that far.
Yeah, I would imagine, AI is great, but AI hallucinates. AI does, incorrect analysis. AI is good, but it's not 100%. And if this is what's being utilized to pull, you know, really low level things, some universities are reporting that students weren't even convicted of a traffic offense. They were just, you know, pulled over. There's a lot of legality here that needs to be cleared up. And I think in the next week or so, we're going to see it at a higher level, because this is starting to happen at the bigger schools, the Harvards, the Stanfords. And there's definitely a lot going on behind the scenes to try and figure out what the heck to do. But in the meantime, it's really scary. It's totally unexpected. I mean, yes, the administration is committed to securing our borders and, you know, removing people with serious criminality. And I think most people can get on board with that. But this seems very ticky-tacky stuff for otherwise very outstanding additions to the United States.
Quickly, Rosanna, would you expect more of this to happen locally, or do you think that this is done for now?
Well, I would expect more. University of Buffalo has a very large international student population, and I think, unfortunately, this is just the beginning of it. I think we're going to see more and more of it, unless some type of litigation or lawsuit is filed in the coming days or coming weeks that kills this, puts it on hold, puts it on a shelf so the government can no longer do that. And we've seen this time and time again with a lot of the Trump administration's attempts to do things. So we'll see what happens. But this seems to be a very important initiative to the Trump administration, and I think they are definitely wanting to go full steam ahead, but we'll see what law firms and, you know, what's happening out there to pump the brakes on it.
Okay. Well, Rosanna, thanks as always for the time. I appreciate it. Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law.